It's all about consistency, no matter what you do. It's annoying that fat people at gym tell you that if you want to lose weight, you have to be consistent and alternate with your exercise. You must eat good food every day. If you want to be a writer, write every day. Not only a book, but also a blog post. Seriously, madness. If you want to see acupuncture result, you must be consistent by having it all time. It's obvious, you have to be consistent. However, how can you keep up with being consistent if you have a life, right? Life is already busy by being good at job, seeing friends, and having boyfriend or girlfriend. How can you ever fit in anything and be consistent? Here is a guide to be consistent, what you set out to do.
Decide what's important and set priorities. Instead of browsing Facebook and Instagram, set that time to write, go and see acupuncturist, or exercise or meditate. You will see that most things don't take that long and you have done something for yourself that actually helps you. Whilst I understand that going to see an acupuncturist may not seem as quick as browsing Facebook and Instagram, but think about it. How many minutes or hours you spent on it in a day, and you will see where your time goes. Set your priorities and time for it. Once you have scheduled your priorities, it will become like a second nature once it's your daily, weekly and monthly thing. The sun always rises and the sun always sets. So it's possible for you to do something that you always do to be healthier, happier and consistent.
It does not take that long. Once you actually get to the gym, you realize it is much quicker than you thought. You can exercise at home. The result is even faster. All it takes is putting some gym gear on and stepping outside the door. Go for a run. And you know what? It does not cost anything. If you can't or don't like outside, just go on YouTube and type exercise you wish. You are set to go. 15 minutes, that's all it takes to get your heart pumping and you're done for a day. It's really easier and faster than you think. It does not disturb your busy schedule at all.
Don't scream into the world you have done it. I know you want to share that you have gone to the gym or got that diet started and want to share your progress. Yes, that's great. But don't scream into the world about it until at least you have done it for 3, 6 months or a year. This will keep you going for a lot longer and will give you time to gather all the experience. The longer you do something, the more time you have to learn about it, no matter what that is, exercise, writing a book or blog, eating well and etc. You will have consumed all the experience that it takes to be consistent. All good things take time and effort. There is no finish line, so don't rush.
Record your experience. Take photo, write about it, or just got idea down. Feeling, emotions, friendship, hardship, or whatever. This will allow you to see your progress, and you can use this as your reference point in sharing your experience later. It will show you how much you have achieved in that period of time. It is crucial to see your starting point, the journey and the result. It gives you a sense of achievement and you have learned something along the way. It is a summary of everything you have learned or experienced.
Share your experience. It's as important to share your experience as being quiet when you start. Why share it? Because someone else is going through it and would appreciate your advice. Your journey matters. You never know what you have become once you have finished your own challenge. You may want to change your career. You may want to move to another country. Who knows? But by sharing and talking about it, it grounds you and makes you move forward.
Consistency is key. There is probably more step to take. However, if you follow this, will not only show how consistent you can be, but also how to actually achieve what you set out to achieve. Consistency is a key in everything that you do. Willpower fail, but if you do it in an obstructive way, fit with your schedule, you will get the result. You can argue it does not fit with your schedule. Then you have to ask yourself, do I really want to do it? Is this what I want? Go and make it happen. Before ending the podcast, we would like to share a short story. Do you know what is Chinese bamboo tree? Yes, Chinese bamboo tree. It is a plant which you have to water this plant for 5 years. And after 5 years, it grew 90 feet tall in just 45 days. Yes, in 45 days. Now same story apply on your life. If you work consistently, you will get success, no matter how much time it will take. But be consistent. Don't lose hope before starting it.
So that's it for today, guys. Hope you enjoy our podcast. Just remember, no matter what it takes, be consistent and subscribe for more and share with your family and friends.